let the old man Bill wait. I reckon he thought old man Bill might give me the cab. I was about 8 to 10 years old. So I got about a little bit out of hauling distance from the house. My dad stopped and he checked the old truck, and someone else was with him. He picked up and seen him go behind the house and take a drink. And he kind of worried about me going with him. He said, "Son, if you'll just stay here, I'll give you 50 cents. Back then, 50 cents looked like $100. Now, so I turned him down anyway. I wanted the trip. We went up to old man Bill. And in the meantime, old man Bill had adopted a son. He didn't have any children. And he'd sign everything over to this boy. He was going to be the heir. I probably would have been the heir had he not made an adoption, but when I got there, old man Bill pulled out $5 and gave me. I said, "Well, boy, I really felt like I was rich." And that's all I ever got out of old man Bill. I reckon I never did get a Jersey milk cow. But he was a fine old gentleman. I didn't know too much about him other than what my mother and dad told about him. And he adopted this boy, and the boy, he inherited a lot of old man Bill's land. They're pretty wealthy up there in Mississippi. Were, I don't know much about them now.
Now, between white and color, things were a lot different when you were coming up.
When I was coming up, they had, we had what we call Moton Quarters, Poplar's Quarters, Jewtown, or back of Jewtown, they would say, 4th Street and what have you. And we had a little quarters over right in, nearly every section of town had a little quarters in it. Now, what was the name of this little quarters where the,
There's only three houses there you're speaking of. There was only three houses you're speaking of.
It had colored people there,
yeah,
though. They did our
Inez
Graves.
I could go tell you a long story there, but I wouldn't want to do it.
Well, I'll tell you what she always told us.
She always worked for my mother. She was half white.
And at that time, well, it wasn't after that time, since then, back when people had these sharecroppers, they usually named their slaves after the family. Well, people, sometimes the old plantation owner would raise them a few slaves. And that's what he's speaking about.
Right, he had a few family. That
what do you call it?
He had a few concubines. And
what do you call a person who's born of a mixed marriage?
Free
jacks. We call them free jacks. That's what they're called in the southern part of Louisiana. Quite a few colored people mixed with these Kunases we speak about, and they had some beautiful women down there. White, French, half white and half black. And they stayed in that settlement all their lives. They never did come in this part of the country. But we had a few good old colored friends that helped out with some of the housework when people needed them and could afford it. And this was one he was talking about. I was trying to think of the name of the quarters. One of the women there was Inez. She was a half-white person, and she told who her daddy was, and at that time she was, the man was a permanent citizen of this town, so...
Her half-brother still here.
She said that was her half-brother, and I don't know it. You know, people tell things.
Yeah.
But it could have been an old slave owner, and they were named after her.
Yes, she was born and raised up as Cheryl.
What would you say when you call them if you got angry at them?
We always call them niggers.